Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians, your host is Helen Monoa. And today I want to talk about the topic of when the solution is not a solution. And I will explain to you specifically what that means so that we start understanding our dependency on solutions that we believed were solutions once, and maybe they stopped being a solution. So let me explain. I have been coaching humanitarian clients on transitioning, and one of the topics that comes up that is very difficult for people to accept is that the job that they believed would take care of them for the rest of their lives, the job that would give them the purpose, the job that would give them belonging, the job that would give them job security, stability, money, all of this, that job, which used to be their solution to their life, when it stops being a solution to their lives, or when the job is in danger, or when they're at risk of losing their job, or maybe they have lost their job, when this becomes not a solution anymore to their life's problems, whatever they might be, then they feel like they might be in this existential crisis. Or when they feel like they're questioning everything, or when they feel like, okay, all the things that I have worked for and I believe this would be a solution to everything, and now is not a solution, then what am I going to do? And they have difficulty accepting that fact. And it becomes so much difficult to leave that job or to leave and do something else, because essentially we're dealing with that essential existential topics of identity, of purpose, of stability, all of that come at once, and we have difficulty dealing with it. So that's when the solution that we believed is a solution to everything that our like life offers, all the challenges that our life offers. If we believe this is a solution to all of those challenges, and now we don't have that solution, then we feel like we don't know where to go, how to go, and then we just feel so much confusion, so much stress and panic. And that's the topic that I want to talk about. So I have talked about this in my recent post as well, where I noticed for myself at least this pattern of using something or someone as a way to cover my stability needs, cover my purpose needs, cover my significance needs, and believe that if I have that, then everything will be fine. So let me give you an example. I talked about this in this episode and in post as well, that my mom, my adoptive mom, believed that her marriage, her husband, was the solution to all her problems, meaning that she didn't need to like go back to home where she wouldn't have been accepted or received, because according to the society at that time, she was supposed to be married, and that was the success. That's the sign of success. And if she had left her husband, even though he was violent, if she left him and went back home, she would have been shunned. She wouldn't have been accepted, right? So therefore, she saw all her solutions to her problems in life, she saw the husband or the marriage being the answer to it. My biological mom believed that money is the answer to all of her problems, right? So she kept chasing after money in so many different ways to take care of her children as a single mom. And she always believed if she had this much amount, if she had this much money, then all her problems would go away. And that's how she lived all her life that way. Now, my father, used to believe that the Soviet Union is the solution to all of his problems, right? So Soviet Union would give him the stability, the job, the direction, the purpose, belonging, all of those things. And then as soon as Soviet Union collapsed, my father was in a very devastating situation because he didn't think that he didn't know how to solve all of those problems now of sense of belonging, safety, money. All of those things, he didn't know how to recover them anymore because he was not prepared to deal with those questions on his own without Soviet Union being the main system in his life, right? So therefore, as I understood from my own observations, that I have taken on those patterns, the same patterns that my parents, my biological mother, my adoptive mother, my parents, they all had. The pattern that I took over for myself was not necessarily that I wanted to depend on the husband or on the marriage, or I was dependent on the Soviet Union because I don't have memory of it anyway. But the pattern was the same, which was that I used another system, like my employer, right? I used that system as a way to solve all of my problems and needs in life and believe that it would take care of me and all of my needs for the rest of my life. So, in other words, as soon as I had the job and as soon as I had this fulfillment from work and the stability and the job and the purpose and the privileges and all of the other perks that come with it, the status, right? All of those things, my brain then started believing that this is the solution to all of my problems, if you know what I mean. Now, it's very, I think, natural for many of us believe that this is the job or the calling is the like solution to all of our problems. And I think this is very natural that many of our brains want to do that and attach ourselves or to that. The problem, however, starts is when we start no longer using our purpose, our passion, our like goal of contributing and making the real impact the way I want, with the way we want to. The problem starts when we don't really prioritize that as a reason why we're doing this and why we're in this system, but rather we use the system as a thing that provides for us, as a thing that takes care of us, as a thing that takes care of our stability, takes care of our mental being, takes care of our emotional being, the professional well-being. If we start using that as a reason why we're there and not the actual reason, which is us wanting to contribute and doing the impact we want to, then it becomes a problem because then we start really being dependent on that solution that we believe is a solution to our problems in life. We just keep then trying to find a way to stick to it, trying to find a way to be attached to it, trying to find a way to stay in the system at any cost, try to fight everyone else if we need to so that we can stay in the system. It becomes all about our survival. It becomes all about our dependency on that system rather than it being about the contribution we want to make, rather than it being about our integrity, our professionalism of doing the things that we really want to do well in this setting or any other setting, because what matters to us is how we are working on the impact and the outcomes that we want to for the people we're serving. Right? So, in other words, when we use this type of this system is a solution to our problems, or maybe even like another client of mine was talking yesterday that she was telling me that all her life she believed that if she lost her weight problems, if she didn't have weight problems anymore, she would be happy. right? She would then have all the relationships, she would have the life she wants to, but until that problem is not solved, then she cannot have it. And the same logic that I think we keep using it in so many different ways, we keep saying that if it wasn't for this thing, then my life would be great, right? So the same way we're saying it now is that if the system didn't collapse, or if the system continued taking care of me, then everything would be fine and I would be fine. But because the system is no longer taking care of me, or no longer giving me the job, or no longer giving me all the needs that I want to, therefore, now I'm not sure how to live my life because I have never done this. I have never lived life without that system, right? Or without that solution, or without that thing, or without that marriage, or without that weight loss problem, because I don't know how my life is outside of that paradigm. Therefore, I don't know how to live life. And I think even for that purposes, we need to really start getting honest with ourselves and say, okay, if it wasn't for the system, or if the system is not the answer to all of our problems, or solution to all of our problems, or no longer a solution to our problems, then how do we want to live our lives? Right? The same goes for if you feel like your whole life you believe that if it, excuse me, if it wasn't for the weight loss problem, if you didn't have the weight loss problem, or if you didn't make your weight as a problem anymore, then if you weren't fixated on fixing it with the purpose of then living life well the way you want to, if you didn't go that route, instead, okay, whatever the weight you have now, what if you tried to live the life you want to now without making the weight a problem? How would you live it? The same goes for the system, right? If it wasn't for the system, meaning that you could live life without the system, with the system, then how would you live your life? How would you contribute to the impact you want to? How would you make the money you want to? I think those are the amazing opportunities we all have to really untangle ourselves, our self-worth, our belonging, our stability, sense of security, all of this untangling from any system, and see whether we can stand on our own, essentially. And not only that, how we can make our lives successful in the way that we want to without the system's backing. How would that look like, and how we can do that, and how we can make that happen? Now, you all know that I have untangled that, and I have been, I think, untangling that for the last 4 years, more than 4 years. But what is important for you to always notice is that in the beginning, when I transitioned and I went from being an employee who always followed certain rules and certain policies, certain strategies, to becoming my own boss and doing things my own way and making the impact my own way, it took me a big portion of the year, in the first year especially, to really come to my senses and really understand how much my entanglement in the system was, right? And that's, I think, is very normal, because we have been in part of the system for such a long time, starting probably from our kindergarten time until we are now employees and working in the system. I think in all of those, there has been a particular system that we have been part of, and we have also continued following those systems in the way that they gave us direction, they gave us sense of where we're going, what we're doing, how we're doing, all of those things we have followed, doing all of those, right? And now we are in a time period where we're not only questioning the system itself, but we're also questioning whether this is how we want to live our lives, whether we want to continue using a system as a solution to all of our problems in life. And if we don't want to, or if we can't do that anymore, then what other alternatives we have? And therefore, my job was in the beginning of really untangling my own identity from the system and starting to look at, okay, how and who am I without that system, right? Who am I without that system? Who am I without that job? Who am I without that stability? Who am I without that status? Who am I without those privileges? And in the beginning, I'm telling you, my answers were really, well, no one, right? I think that's also I just want to normalize how that might be part of the process of painful realizations of going through and understanding for yourself, oh my God, I thought of myself as no one without the system. And also realizing that that's not how I want to see myself. I don't want to see myself as, I'm no one without the system. I'm no one without this job. I'm no one without the stability, without this money, without whatever. I don't want to, because I believe I'm a human being who is autonomous and supposed to be autonomous of any systems, any persons, and who is so powerful to live the life where I rely on myself and I continue pursuing what's important to me, irrespective of whether I am part of a system or not. And therefore, it took me some time, as I said, big portion of the first year where I untangled my identity of deciding who I am now that I'm not part of a system. Also, going through a lot of emotions of allowing those emotions to be there, processing those emotions and understanding those emotions instead of keep avoiding them or suppressing them. And once I have done that work, then I felt so much more freedom that I didn't know I had in me beforehand. And once I had this freedom, then I started looking at, okay, this is how I want to contribute and make the impact in the world. This is how I want to live my life. This is how I want to make my money. And this is how I want to spend the rest of my life doing things that really matter to me and to the people that I'm working with. And I don't want to be doing any more saving. I don't want to be doing any more work that contributes to that dependency, on the system. And I'm capable of being an, autonomous human being that is powerful to make the impact she wants to, irrespective of what the system there is. And I feel like that is really the work that we all can do, where we no longer get fixated on finding one thing or one person or one system that provides for everything that we want, and keep like our attachment and our dependency on that thing, on that person, or on that system. And instead of doing that, removing that dependency and realizing who are we amazing people, autonomous, powerful human beings who are capable of making the impact we want to in the world, making the work that we want to with other people, other communities, and also making the money that is as a side effect of all the value that we create in the world. And that's what I would love for everyone to explore for themselves. And therefore, in order to explore that, we really need to start from, okay, what if the solution we believed is a solution for the rest of our lives is no longer a solution? Then who are we, the person who goes and creates other solutions for our lives, irrespective of whether we decide to work for a system or not, so that we can increase that freedom within us, the free spirit within us to really get to know ourselves, who we are, and what we're capable of doing in this lifetime. And I would love to invite you to work with me on this particular topic so that we can really start understanding if those problems or if those solutions were not the solutions anymore, then how would you live your life and what would you focus on until you decide to retire from doing amazing things in life? Message me or email me at sal@complaintfree.life. And in the meantime, have a beautiful week. Thank you. Bye.